minutes past 8, RSN Breakfast with Michael Christian and Mick McGuan. Don't forget, coming up after 8.30, Shane Anderson with Racing Ahead. Mick, what a performance it was by the Sydney Swans last Thursday night. And great to have our next guest, Sydney star defender Nick Smith on the line. Good morning to you, Nick. And I've got to say, mate, that was some sort of performance by your team last Thursday.
Yeah, definitely. We're absolutely stoked with how we played. We went through the review yesterday and pretty fair to say there was a lot of positive stuff coming out of it.
Any negatives at all?
There's always stuff we want to work on. No game's ever perfect, but there wasn't as much as there probably usually is.
Mate, tell us about the way you've played, particularly last week and even the week before. The challenge is, how can you maintain that for the rest of the season? It's just been just exhilarating, exciting football. The way you've moved the ball offensively and defensively, your pressure you've applied. Can you keep it going, mate? That's the question.
Yeah, let's hope so. I think if you look at the whole season, say there's 12 or 13 rounds or whatever there is left, then it would be a pretty big task. But I know it's an old footy term, but if we just look at, you know, this week in isolation, do it this week, review the game, preview, see where we can get better, and do it again the next week. No doubt it's going to be a big task replicating that kind of form on the weekend, but I think we'll just take it week to week and hopefully we can.
Nick, tell us what's changed, because in the first three rounds I think it was obvious to everyone that you were struggling as a unit, whether it was fitness or individual performance. What has turned it around internally?
Yeah, I think you're right. We weren't on the same page altogether, and as individuals, we weren't playing well either. So I think boys have got themselves into form. I think they've done that through working harder. And then we've just gelled more as a team, working defensively together and then probably offensively as well.
I think it just proves that you've got to be super, super fit, but also you've got to do the work. And you've got to translate that attitude to match day. And to me, looking from an outsider looking in, guys like Dan Hannanbury, they're clearly running harder in games and they're getting the reward because of that. Is that a fair observation?
Yeah, absolutely. I reckon that's spot on. If you're not prepared to work and do that kind of thing and run hard, especially when your game's based around a lot of that, which Dan's is, it makes it hard. And that's probably why he has turned it around as an individual as well. He's been great.
In saying that, as a collective, the midfield group, they're such a hardened-bodied group. Josh Kennedy's magnificent inside. These guys would love to win their own footy now, and they look up and they see the Twin Towers forward of the ball in Franklin and Tippett. It's fantastic to see, and the crowd certainly are getting behind the Swans at the moment.
Yeah, definitely. We had a massive crowd on the weekend. I think we're up near 40,000, which is the biggest crowd at the SCG for a fair while. And, you're right. We've got some really good depth in the midfield, guys who can go through there and win their own ball, as you said. And looking down back, it's good when you said the big guys clanking their marks too. Provides for a pretty dangerous offence.
Nick, you mentioned the SCG there. Would you prefer to play there rather than ANZ Stadium? It just seems like the home of the Swans is the SCG, and if you could play there more often, it'd be much better for you.
Yeah, both are good. I think we've only played maybe three games at the SCG this year so far, but in terms of that, if we get a really big crowd, like 50, 60, 70,000, ANZ's the ground to play at, because the SCG doesn't hold that many. Either one, I guess.
And in terms of, I suppose we talk about the Twin Towers and Franklin and Tippett, but the reality is you've got Sam Reed and you've got Adam Goods as well. It's just a really difficult assignment for most defences, isn't it?
Yeah, definitely. We've got some really good height up there, as you said, but we've got all those guys are still pretty quick and good at ground level, so often we're going to have mismatches up there in terms of teams are going to find it to play four tall defenders on those blokes, and because they are such good players at ground level, we can afford to play them in the same forward line.
I was really wrapped with the two games of Malcheski and Shaw last week on Thursday night. No doubt the opposition will be planning against those guys not to get them that much of the ball that they had. No doubt one defensive forward would come to one of them probably in the ensuing weeks.
Yeah, they were great on the weekend, both lining heaps of rebounds. I wouldn't be surprised if more teams put a bit more time into them with the run they've been generating off half back. They've been really good.
What's Teddy Richards like as a general down back, Nick?
Yeah, really good. Teddy's going to get the job done week in, week out. He's the bloke you want to play with, and yeah, it's just really good to have him down there. Really solid.
You talk about Teddy Richards, mate. How do you go being an old Scotch college boy to dealing with all those old Zavs up there, mate? That must be a bit of a painful exercise for you.
Yeah, mate, it's tough. It's no good at all. Nah, they're a good bunch of blokes, and I played a lot with them growing up. Obviously not Teddy, but he's a bit older, but some of the other guys have played a fair bit of footy with, so we've known each other a long time, which has been good.
What's your contract situation, Nick?
I'm contracted for next year and the year after at this stage.
Could you see yourself back in Melbourne?
No.
Pretty strong.
And well done on your own form, mate. Great to have a chat and keep the good form going. It's been great to watch the Swans in full flight.
Nice. Cheers, guys.
Good on you.
Much.
Nick Smith, Sydney star, joining us on RSN.
Time for a break. It's 12 past 8.